Parenting Talk number 3. It's a partnership.
Hello, parents. It's Michael Cast again, and you've made it to the last of 3 parenting talks. So far, we've covered that we should imagine the end. Start now guiding your kids towards a relationship with their Heavenly Father. And secondly, we discuss that you can't give what you don't have. Today, we're going to focus on how the church and parents are in a partnership together. I shared with you that Jill and I have 3 kids, and even though they aren't fully grown yet, I can tell you that parenting has provided us with great joy, but it's also a source of some of our most frustrating moments. Many times we felt alone as parents. We wondered if we were doing the right thing. We wanted to talk to someone, but we didn't know who had the time to listen or who would care or understand. And that's why I'm excited to tell you good news. It may seem simple and quite obvious, but here goes. Parents, you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. In fact, you probably shouldn't parent alone. It's true. The goal of family dedication is to launch a partnership with you as we celebrate a new life. And you have a church full of parents and leaders and volunteers that want to come alongside you and support you as a parent. In the weeks and months and years to come, you will meet them. You'll get to know them and probably learn to love them. And they are here to back you up and pray for you and serve you and your child as he or she grows up. Isn't that great? Well, let me give you 3 things that you can count on as you begin this partnership with the church. First, the staff and volunteer leaders want to partner with you by building a trusting relationship with you and your child. We know that you as the parent are the primary spiritual influencer in your child's life. And the goal of the parenting ministry is that the church and the family work together for the spiritual formation of the next generation. We want to come alongside and help you in any way that we can. We also realize that you, as mom or dad, you have way more daily influence than we do. Current research even proves this to be the case. Kids look up to their church leaders, but consistently, studies show that parents are the number one influencers of their children. There is simply no way that the church can build into your child in 1 or 2 hours a week the way that you can. We only have 1 or 2 hours, and you've got the other 166 or 167 hours. And we believe what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. That said, we know that if we work together, the church and the family, we have incredible potential. We'll help you do your part, and we'll do our best to come alongside you. And that starts by us providing a safe, consistent environment filled with loving volunteers who want to get to know your child. As your child grows, these volunteers want to listen and guide and pray and encourage them during their small group time each week. Small group leaders help children learn how to apply God's word in their life. They get excited when your child makes a wise choice or learns something new. It really pumps them up. These same volunteers look forward to connecting with you as you drop off and pick up your child each week. So get to know who these volunteers are. Let them know how they can pray for you during the week. And they are behind you 100%. They are one of your partners in the parenting journey. Secondly, the church wants to partner with you in building a strong spiritual foundation for your child. One of our core strategies as a church states that we want to equip dads so that they can work towards building a spiritually healthy home. One of the ways we're partnering with you is that we teach the Bible in a strategic, age-appropriate way. For instance, it may make sense to teach the story of David and Bathsheba to high schoolers, but that story just doesn't fly with 3-year-olds. It's important for you to know that the Bible truths taught here at the church over the years have a scope and sequence to them. They're meant to build on each other, and we are committed to giving your children information from the Bible. We realize that's important, but please remember, our highest goal is to partner with you to turn out kids who have a passionate and vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. It's like James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." We teach the Bible is not just a book of stories or facts to be memorized, but it's useful to our everyday lives. And we consider it a privilege to be able to work together with you to teach kids about the Bible and what a relationship with Jesus looks like. Okay, let's pause and review for a second. We've talked about 2 ways the church wants to partner with you as parents. First, they want to build trusting relationships with you and your child. Second, they want to help you build a strong spiritual foundation with your child, one that leads to a relationship with Jesus Christ. The third thing I want to tell you about answers the big parenting question we all have. What should I be doing at home during these early years when it comes to spiritually influencing my child? To get into that, let's jump back and take a look at the scripture passage we've been focusing on through these talks. Deuteronomy 6 records a time that Moses passed on God's instructions to the people. and he told them how to respond to the law. Verse 7 tells us to talk about God and his word with your kids. And this is how it describes it. When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. In other words, take every opportunity to teach your kids about God. As your partner, we'll give you ideas and suggestions that you can do at home during the week with your child. We'll start small. We'll keep things simple and doable, I promise. Having had newborns ourselves, we know that you will have your hands full during these early years. But we can help you be intentional while you are doing things like bath time, or play time, or drive time. We want to help you maximize the moments that you already have by giving you ways to talk about God during your everyday life. Our goal is to partner with you and give your child what matters most. And now for the fun part. I know you've been waiting for it, the homework. And I have to admit, I've been pretty easy on you the first two times, but I'm going to make things a bit more difficult this time. I think we both hope that one day, in a few years, your baby will have grown up and will be contemplating a very important decision. Hopefully, if we've both been diligent to train them up to walk with the Lord, your child will be making a personal decision to follow Christ in his or her life. What a great day that will be. Well, here's your assignment. I want to encourage you to write your child a letter to be opened on the day of their baptism. You might mention the upcoming family dedication celebration about how you as a parent made an intentional commitment to raising them to know and love God. You can mention the hopes and dreams that you have for them in the Lord and how honored you are to have the privilege of pointing them towards their Heavenly Father. While writing this letter might take a few minutes now, it will mean so much to your child on that day and for many years after that. I hope you'll take the time to write one. If you do and would feel comfortable sharing it at the orientation class at your table, bring it with you when you come. Okay, that's it. You made it through the parenting talks, completed all of your assignments, and you're off to a great start. Thank you so much for listening and doing your homework. You guys have been amazing. Your decision to be intentional from the beginning is to be commended. Now, if you will allow me, please let me be the first to welcome you to this parenting adventure. Buckle up your seatbelts, Mom and Dad. You're in for an amazing ride.
Well, parents, you've completed all three parenting talks. Your next step is to attend a family dedication orientation class at church. At this one-hour orientation, you will get to connect with other parents of new babies and get to meet some of the children's staff and volunteers. We'll also go over all the details of the actual dedication ceremony. You will be able to ask any questions you might have as you think about bringing your child into the infant area for the first time. This is a don't-miss gathering for all of the parents who are getting ready for this major event. You should have selected an orientation class when you registered for family dedication. If not, please visit our website, www.southeastkids.com, and get registered today. You can also give us a call here at church or email us at dedication@southeastkids.com if you need any assistance. Congratulations! See you at the next orientation class.